Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. A friend of ours woke up one morning, poured himself a cup of coffee, and then headed to the bathroom.
To his horror, the right side of his face had collapsed and got worse as he watched. Gradually, his speech slurred and his right limbs weakened. He was having a stroke.
Fortunately, he was rushed to the hospital in time for a full recovery. For stroke victims to increase their chances of recovery, they need to be treated within 3 hours of the first symptoms.
But for that to happen, a person must get to a hospital within the first hour to give doctors enough time to evaluate their condition and treat them. Being able to stretch that window could buy a lot more people time.
A compound called dalfampramine, also known as Ampyra, could stretch that window by weeks. In rats that had suffered a stroke at least 4 weeks prior, the drug was able to improve motor function in all four limbs.
A clinical trial was planned with a small number of human stroke patients who had a stroke at least 6 months earlier. By then, patients' recoveries have usually plateaued, making any improvement during the study the results of taking Ampyra.
The drug is already improved for helping multiple sclerosis patients walk. If it can do the same for stroke victims, it'll be the first effective treatment other than physical therapy to restore motor function long after a devastating stroke.
The benefits of developing stroke therapies are obvious. Over 6 million Americans have had a stroke, and 500,000 new cases occur each year. 80% of the cases are from ischemic stroke, which could benefit from this new therapy.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.